Good morning, everybody. Leaves and Wrestling Tracks. Hope you're having a great day. I got to give a birthday shout out to my wonderful mom, Miss Houston. Now, the problem with that, my mom don't care for wrestling in any form or another, so she probably would not hear this episode. Y'all know how moms are. Y'all already know. Years ago, I saw on Facebook, Moms Against Wrestling. Can you believe that? Moms Against Wrestling. I remember, I'm going to tell you a little story. I told the story many times on this show before, several times. It was WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was going to take my dad. My dad was unable to go anywhere, physically unable to go anywhere. So the next best thing was taking my mom. We lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at the time. We got a rental car, had a nice rental car, drove down to New Orleans, Louisiana for WrestleMania, came back. This was, WrestleMania was one night. I went to Hall of Fame that Saturday night. WrestleMania that Sunday night. So it was that Saturday night we drove back to Baton Rouge. Then came back to New Orleans that Sunday for WrestleMania. This is back when WrestleMania was one night, like I said. So, we get there. Mind you, my mom's a Steeler fan. She's okay with the Saints. She's a Steeler fan. Ain't nobody in the building on this particular occasion for football. Nothing wrong with football. Don't want to be a football fan, but on this particular day, this is a very special day. This is our Super Bowl professional wrestling. You are surrounded by wrestling fans, surrounded by Saints fans. No love for the Steelers today. My mom tried to fake it to make it as she could. She sat there. I believe she was in the lobby with the opening, WrestleMania 30, with The Rock, Austin, and Hulk Hogan. And I believe shortly after Daniel Bryan. No, my voice is gone after John Cena, Bray Wyatt. She came in mid-match with Daniel Bryan, Triple H. Sat with me, watched the show. This is live at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome at the time. My mom faked it to make it best she could. I picture it like this. Think about Ariel and Squidward. Okay? Ariel, when she's singing a song, Part of Your World. That's how I'm feeling. My mom is enjoying herself, to be part of my world as far as wrestling is concerned, having a good time. Meanwhile, she's like, Squidward, I don't want to be here. I'm it's not my element, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my mom faked it to make it. Moms don't care about wrestling. No, but they care about wrestling. They grew up watching wrestling and they still love it today, although they're wrestlers themselves. There's only two ways moms care for wrestling. They either wrestle themselves or they grew up watching it, still watching it to this day, still love the product. Anyway, my mom faked it to make it as best she could. After John Cena, Bray Wyatt, she left. I think she in the lobby. Mind you, it's a 4-hour show. I think she in the lobby. She in the car. It's a 4-hour show, mind you. So, she in the car. I'm enjoying myself. I lose my voice after Bray Wyatt, John Cena match. I had to leave early to avoid traffic after Undertaker, John Cena, Brock Lesnar. Mind you, the whole freaking world is at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Okay? The whole world is at the Mercedes Superdome. So, we gotta leave early. So I left that night to avoid traffic. But the whole point of that is my mom care less about wrestling, but she loves me, so she faked to make it best she could. That's one of my favorite memories of my mom. But happy birthday to you. Let's get into some wrestling while y'all mushy and start tappy tears start flowing. Let's get into some wrestling. It was today, but that Sunday at the time, Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. I want to talk about Mick Foley as contributions to professional wrestling. Mick Foley has paid his dues and then some in professional wrestling. Mick Foley It's been through barbed wire baseball. He's been hit with barbed wire baseball bats, barbed wire tables, set on fire, all kind of stuff. He's been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Mick Foley has given his body to professional wrestling. And every now and then, it don't return the favor. But I like to give Mick Foley my sincerest respect. I got to meet Mick Foley at Comic-Con. Funny story. I thought it was a wrestling event. I saw Mick Foley on the thing. Nothing else. Didn't read me further. Mick Foley going to be there. That's all I need to know. I went over there. I think it's a wrestling event. No wrestler fan in sight. I didn't see John Cena's shirts. I didn't see Bray Wyatt's shirts. I didn't see Brock Lesnar's shirts. I didn't see The Rock shirts. Old school. I didn't see nothing wrestling related nowhere. What's going on? And I put two and two together. I see Batman. I see Superman stuff. Batman stuff. Iron Man stuff. That crazy chick they used to date Joker. What's her name? I can't remember her name right now. But she used to date Joker. That crazy stuff. Harley Quinn. I saw Harley Quinn stuff. I see Iron Man stuff. DC Universe. Marvel Universe. What's going on? Oh, man, I'm at Comic-Con. Anyway, I got to meet Mick Foley. Great guy. Mind you, I don't have enough money for a t-shirt. And an autograph. And a picture. I just got enough for to get something to eat. I went to Q&A sessions, Q&A panels. That was the only thing free on the thing. Was Q&A panels. I went to all of them Q&A panels. That's the only thing that was free. And I got to meet Mick Foley. Now, mind you, Mick Foley could have just said, F off. You got another picture for money or autograph? You wasted my time. Mick Foley was kind enough to answer a few questions I had. Mind you, after little to no break, signing autographs, taking pictures all day long. He's exhausted. He's tired. And you want to come over here and ask me some questions? You ain't got no money? Nah, kick rocks. He had the right to say that. Every right to say that. I would have deserved it. But Mick Foley was kind enough to answer some questions. Blah, blah, blah. And it was cool, dude. I got to give my respect to Mick Foley. Speaking of respect, there's one man that's synonymous of the past 20 years who lives like this, creating hustle, loyalty, and respect. That is one John Cena. Now, I've talked trash about John Cena over the years. Yes, I have. I talked about John Cena like a dog on Facebook. Now, I respect John Cena. He's an incredible athlete. The work ethic is ridiculous. I respect John Cena. I just didn't like John Cena. But man, I gotta give a shout out to John Cena as well. 20 years, he's still giving people advice. He's still learning from teaching the best. And fans, take a moment to recognize John Felix Anthony Cena Jr. Hang on a second. I did the best intro and I had to wait for this advertisement. That sucks. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, John Cena. He's well deserved this respect.
Thank you for being an excellent leader. Thank you for always being so giving both as a performer and outside of the ring.
John, you have inspired a locker room of coworkers with your dedication to your craft, and you've inspired a generation of millions with your dedication to them.
Arguably, the greatest superstar in the history of the WWE. But not only that, through those 20 years, becoming the greatest ambassador and truly representing what it means to be a WWE superstar.
Yes, sir. All due respect to the one, John Cena. Let me tell you something about John. I have, over the years, thought trash about John Cena. The character. John Cena, human being, is a decent guy. There was that Marky Mark wannabe character, that free rap style. Yeah, that saved his career. He's about to get fired. 2003, early 2003. 2003, he about to get fired. This ain't working. This ain't it. And John has paved the way to be where he is now. Man, I tell you, all due respect to John Cena, Mick Foley, John Cena, different few other folks. I'm excited. I got coffee. I have a huge cup of coffee. I'm excited. I'm all over the place. But I'm going to tell him to sell in a moment. First of all, before we get there, I've got to do push, keep, or fire. It's been a minute. Let's start with, we got three victims for today. We got Paul White, W-I-G-H-T, used to be the Big Show. We got Julia Hart. And I'm going to put up, who am I going to put up? Let's see here. I got Julia Hart, the Big Show, and Jungle Boy. Who is going to get put up for push, keep, or fire? Who would you push? Who would you keep? Who you fire? For those of you not familiar with this, what you do. This is inspired by Taz's Bench Cut Start. But I put my own spin on it. Push, keep, or fire. In the wrestling business, you push somebody, give them more opportunities. Obviously, keep them around. Keeping them around. That down the road, give them more opportunities, not right now. And of course, fired. In the wrestling business, when you say released, that's a soft way of saying you got fired. That's just the soft way of saying you got fired. Now, if you ask for your release in the wrestling business, you ask for your release, you're quitting. If you are released, that's the soft way of saying you got fired. Let's get into it just a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I play all kind of commercials here. I'm going to play some more. I'm going to go see it Sunday and Monday. But check out Minions, The Rise of Gru. I'm going to pull it up. Check out Minions, The Rise of Gru in theaters this Friday. I'm going to see it Saturday, Sunday. You check it out. Theaters, in theaters Saturday, Sunday. It's theaters right now. I'm all over the place. In theaters right now. I'm going to see it Sunday and Monday. Check it out. The Rise of Gru.
Good night. Good night.
Yes, yes, yes. Good night. Good night.
Minions, there are a lot of other villains in the world.
Taking, make me king, as we move toward a new world order.
This
check it out in theaters right now. Well, not right now, but this Friday. I'm going to see it Saturday and Sunday. Check it out. Now, let's start with Push, Keep, or Fire, shall we? We got Julia Hart. Not related to the Hart family, I believe. We got Paul White and Jungle Boy. I would push Julia Hart. More, maybe give her a women's title shot down the road. Not now, down the road. I would, let's tell you what, through that. I would push Jungle Boy. I'm going to take her spot for now. I'm going to push Jungle Boy. I'm going to keep Julia Hart. And of course, I fired the Big Show. Why? Paul White. Those that can't do, teach. Can't he wrestle anymore? Not say he can, but can I, is he able? Not say he's able to. Can he wrestle anymore? That's the question. So I would keep Julia Hart. I would push Jungle Boy, one of the pillars of AEW, and I would fire Paul White. But then again, the rest of the business, Stephanie McMahon said this years ago, it was harsh, but she had a point. And the rest of the business, giants don't live very long. Look at the late, great Andre the Giant. Look how long he lived. He was a young man when he died, Andre the Giant. 40-something, I believe. Outside of wrestling, basketball, outside of sports, sports entertainment, outside of wrestling, basketball, soccer maybe. What use does a 7-foot-tall giant have outside of sports and sports entertainment? So that's my, it'd be security for somebody, I guess. That's large security you got. But that's my pick. Keep Push the Fire. I would keep Julia Hart. I would push Jungle Boy. I would fire the Big Show, Paul White. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel generous. In October, in August, I'm giving away a free piece. I feel generous. I'm feeling generous. What are we going to do to win the free pizza? First come, first serve, mind you. All you got to do is name a WWE Hall of Famer that has never been WWE champion. All you got to do. Name three Hall of Famers that were never WWE champion. It could be anybody from any era. It could be recently put in the Hall of Fame. Put in the Hall of Fame years ago. They could be still living. They could have passed on. I'm going to give you three of them for free. I've done this several times. I'm going to switch up my answers today. I've done this. I gave you Jared the King Lawler, Junkyard Dog, and Coco Beware for free. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. For free, I'll give you, controversially, the late, great Jimmy Super, Super, Superfly. Snuka. Super, Super, Superfly. The Superfly Jimmy Snuka. I'm going to keep Jared the King Lawler. And the Honky Tonk Man. His cousin, actually. The Honky Tonk Man. Jerry the King Lawler and Jimmy Super, Super, Superfly Snuka. I'm excited. I got too much coffee this morning. Anyway, that is how you get your free pizza. They had three Hall of Famers. Those are free, by the way. Don't use that. That's free. That's this example. Name three Hall of Famers that were never WWE champion. It could be alive. They could be dead from any era. When the wrestlers on the radio, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010, they could be in the Hall of Fame just recently or years ago. Now here's the rules. You can't relate to anybody on the Wrestle Tracks team. In any way, shape, or form. You gotta be 18 years or older. And by law, I'm required to say no purchase necessary. If you are selected, we're gonna select at complete random. First person to answer the question wins. One, first come, first serve kind of deal. you get a free pizza. Now, obviously, nowadays, everybody's not comfortable giving their address and all that stuff. So give us the address where you go pick up your pizza at. Is it Pizza Hut, Domino's, Mr. Jim's, wherever you pick up your pizza at? I recommend Domino's or Pizza Hut. You can track your pizza. Well, if you rather pick it up, give us the location of the store. We'll take care of it. You go pick it up. You enjoy a nice, free pizza. We have the right to choose the size of the pizza. You choose the flavor. We choose the size. Whatever you want on the pizza, we have the right to choose the flavor of the pizza, the size of the pizza. Large, medium, small, whatever. You got 18 years or older. No purchase necessary. If you are selected, all we need is your name and your number. We'll take care of the pizza. We'll give you the number, the tracking number for your pizza. Send it to you, SMS or email it to you. And you can track your pizza from there. And once you eat your pizza, we'll give you all the information. You're good to go. Those who don't feel comfortable with that, give us a location where you pick up your pizza at, and you're good to go. Pizza Hut, Domino's, Mr. Jim's, Papa John's, whatever you get your pizza from. You feel like going out and picking it up. I know everybody's going to come to give us their address. That's fine and well. That's how you get a free pizza from Rest of the Tracks. Once again, name three Hall of Famers that were never, ever, ever WWE champion. For free, I'm switching my answer this time. I'm going to give you Jared the King Lawler, Jimmy, super, super, super fly, Snuka, a honky tonk man. Those are examples I give you for free. Whoever wears the thing will contact you. Hey, you want a new pizza? If you'd rather pick it up, let us know where you get it from. We'll take care of it. And you go pick it up. We choose the size of the pizza. You choose the flavor, all that stuff. Now, that's out the way. Let's talk about booking. Every now and then it's cool to give away a quality pay-per-view event for free. Like this Wednesday. I don't know when Blood and Guts is. Let me see when Blood and Guts is for AEW. I gotta look it up here. AEW Blood and Guts 2022. That sounds like a pay-per-view, but you're giving it away for free on your network. It's going to be for free on TBS, I want to say. Yeah. Blood and Guts 2022. I don't see nothing on Wikipedia. But I will say this. If you're going to do that, you need to make sure it's worth it. I'm trying to find it. I don't see nothing on here. This was last year's card, Blood and Guts. I'm not going to do that card right now. But last year's card is pretty interesting. This year, I don't know. But anyway, you can do that every once in a while. Give away a free pay-per-view on television. Event, like quality stuff for on television. If you're going to do that, make sure it's worth my time. Like, I wouldn't put Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns for free on TV. I can make you pay for it and make you wait for it. The smart thing to do is make you wait for it. Like Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, SummerSlam. Let's take you back. Roman Reigns mollywopped, as the kids say, mollywopped Matt Riddle. Takes the microphone. Hey, y'all, there's nobody left. Ain't nobody left. I'm going on vacation for a while. I'll see y'all later. Roman Reigns getting exit of the ring, and all of a sudden, Brock Lesnar shows up. Looks in, get in the ring, don't say a word, looking dead in the eyes, shake his hand, and Roman Reigns fell for it. Roman Reigns fell for it. Shake his hand. Oh my goodness. Roman Reigns shook his hand. Got the F5. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, last man standing match. No pinfalls, no submissions, no countouts, no disqualifications. Last man standing for 10 seconds. The count of 10 is your winner. I say we do something like this. For the last time, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. If Brock loses, win, lose, or draw, whoever wins this match, whoever loses this match, win or draw, win, lose, or draw, it's over. That's it. No more. Neither of you two will wrestle each other as long as you're employed by WWE. That's my two cents in there. Win, lose, or draw. Neither of them will wrestle each other as long as they're employed by WWE. But I can only drink. Let's take you back to June 28, 1998. This very day. Not the very day. That was a Tuesday at the time. My mom's birthday, by the way. June 28, 1998. I didn't have pay-per-view at the time, so I had to wait till the next night on Raw. I'm going to give you the whole card. I want to specifically point out Undertaker, Mankind, who was Mick Foley. So, in this match, let's start at the beginning, shall we? Too cool. I'm all over the place. The Headbangers, Masha Thrasher, and Taka Michinoku, defeated Kayentai, Funaki, Dick Togo, and Men's Toy. Y'all, this is a different time, different era. Ken Shamrock defeated Jeff Jarrett of the King of the Ring semifinals. The Rock defeated Dan Severn, the Beast Dan Severn, King of the Ring semifinal match. Too Much, Long for Too Cool, Too Much. The late, great Brian Christopher, Scott Taylor, Sky Too Heidi defeated Al Snow and his mannequin head and the special guest referee, Jerry the King Lawler. X-Pac defeated the late, great Owen Hart. The New Age Outlaws. Billy Gunn and Road Dogg defeated the Midnight Express for the Tag Team Championship. Ken Shamrock won the King of the Ring tournament. One of the most forgotten people in the King of the Ring. There's only two forgotten King of the Rings. Ken Shamrock and Billy Gunn defeated The Rock by submission in the King of the Ring final. That brutal Hell in a Cell match with Mick Foley and Undertaker. Now, here's the thing. Mick Foley walks in the cell, not in the cell. He goes to the top of it. Undertaker climbs on top of it. They battle it out. At some point, Mick Foley thrown off Hell in a Cell, and that's what Jarmus makes that famous, oh my God, he's broken in half. Good God Almighty, he's broken in half. And somehow Mick Foley gets up, okay? How in the hell is he standing? How is he walking? How is that possible? Mick Foley, is he charred off the scooter, off the stretcher? I want some more. Climbs back up the cell. They battled out on top of the cell. Undertaker chokes down Mick Foley through the top of the cell. He's been thrown off. He was chokes down through the first time. And they keep battling it out. The referee said, fine, they want to fight, let them fight. Lock the cell up. Mick Foley, best he could, didn't get the job done against the Undertaker in Hell in a Cell. The most brutal match, and there's a part in there. Mick Foley has a tooth up his nose. Yee. Yeah. I'm not going to touch that. Mick Foley is one tough SOB, if you will. I'm trying to do my Dustin voice, Dustin Rhodes voice, if you will. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just take you back in time. I'm watching it right now, in fact, King of the Ring, 1998, available on Peacock. Just type in King of the Ring 98, it'll take you to type in Google. King of the Ring 1998, it'll take you to Peacock, and you're good to go. That's about it for this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go have birthday lunch with my mama in a little while. Hope you have a great day. By the way, we have problems with our discount codes at WrestleTrash.com. We're working on it. I'm working on the code. You got to pay full price right now. It sucks. Paying full price sucks. Don't worry. We'll fix it. Take care of it. Hopefully by October, it should be ready to roll. Our discount codes, shop with us until then. The prices be what they be at WrestleTracks.com. Thank you so much for listening to us. By the way, WrestleTracks is brought to you by Back and Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. You have a city of license, you can drive trucks, you want more information? 888-712-2587. That's 888-712-2587. Look at all their services at wegotbackup.com. That's wegotbackup.com. I'll see you guys Thursday night with David Burton, 9 o'clock. I might drop a show Thursday morning at 9 a.m., 8:30, 9 a.m., and then we'll come back at 9 o'clock with David Burton, and we're going to put everything together like a pot of gumbo. I'll get his take on Forbidden Door. And much more. Josh Wynn should be in the house with me Saturday. Hopefully. Josh Wynn will be in the house Saturday. I can't promise these days. I can just think that what's going down. We will see you guys Thursday night at 9 o'clock. By the way, this Saturday in Vegas. Get your money together. Meet us in Vegas for Money in the Bank. Destiny awaits in the form of the Money in the Bank contract. We got to go. Have a great day. I'll see you Thursday, 9 o'clock with David Burton. See ya.